Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like Jared Allen so much in the regular season. I really do. But in the postseason, it's just different. But it's not like we're the only ones that know that. Any team that would trade for him, they're going to recognize and understand that that's part of the deal as well. Yeah. It makes it incredibly tough to move.
It's just how much are you going to improve the team by trading away Jared? How much better are you going to get with the pieces that come back for him?
Yeah, meanwhile, you can have a real shake-up-the-roster type move if you involve Darius in the mix. And I do think it's important. I like how John put that, where it's like it doesn't mean that we're just ripping Darius. This doesn't turn into an I-hate-Darius thread, because Darius may as well be back on the team next year.
Of course.
And this might be what they end up doing. But you got to explore all the options, and you got to make sure you do your due diligence attached to that as well. He also talked about the NBA Finals, and I don't know. At this point, obviously, you're very well invested. You cover the NBA. This is a thing for you. I'm not going to suggest that it's like, oh, this is the time that you get to take off. Like, I see sometimes like NFL beat reporters, you know, they're like, well, my season's done. I don't care what happens in the postseason, which is wild. Yeah. I mean, I don't get that impression from you, mainly because you actually, you know, you like the sport, which is not the same.
I love it.
Which is not the same for everybody. You know, that like one thing I love about doing this job is that I love sports so much, and I love watching all the sports, and I take it all in. You've been around radio your whole entire life. You've seen the people that sometimes are like, yeah, you know what? I'll just read in the paper the next day what happens. Like, that'll never be me.
No.
One thing I like about you is that you care about these games. You care about the outcomes of these games, and then how it moves the Cavs in particular. So what is your big takeaways now, two games in? It feels like to me the Thunder now, in switching this thing back after game two, I'm not going to say it's done and buried, but it feels as close to done and buried as we can get.
I have two primary takeaways from watching the finals. The
okay.
First one, this is supposed to be an era of parity. And it has been.
Yeah, 7 different NBA finals in 7 years.
I think if there's any team that can challenge that, it's the Thunder.
68 regular season wins, 68. And they basically mowed through the entire stretch of the postseason. I mean, Denver took them to 7 games. But let's be honest about it. Like, they've ran through this postseason.
And there's room for them to get better. Think about how much better Chet Holmgren's going to be because of going through this. Think about how much better Jalen Williams is going to be because of going through this. Think about all of the draft picks that they have. If they're motivated enough, if they wanted to, nobody could beat their offer for Giannis. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They could get Giannis if they wanted to. So the Thunder, the way that they're set up for the here and now, and everything that they have on their roster to potentially trade, and everything that they have in terms of draft capital to either use to sustain or to trade, my goodness, they could challenge the whole there are no dynasties this
I know
time.
The problem with that, though, is how many teams in the previous half decade have we sat there and said when they win it, it's like, no, they're going to be the team that starts this dynastic nature.
Who did we say that about?
We said it about Denver. For sure we did. When they were actually winning the title, we're like, this is the start of it. We said it when Giannis won his first title as well. We said it with the Lakers in the bubble. We're like, this is it. This is the start now. Like, I feel like in the past half decade.
Did we say that with the Lakers?
Yeah, that was a real turning that was LeBron and AD, and we're like, this is now. I could see them winning every year for the next 3 or 4 years. Like, but it feels like in the last half decade, How many teams have we looked at and not tried to write this route to? And like, and so I know what you're saying with the Thunder. I get it completely. Mm-hmm. Again, 68 wins. They mowed through all the postseason teams that you can get through. They, like, when this is all said and done, they might go down as one of the best postseason runs mixed with regular season runs in NBA history. And they are set up, but just the NBA changes so much and so fast, and the West is so good in particular that I just have a hard time being like, this is the team that's going to do it for the next half decade, and they're just going to be the one that wins a bunch of titles.
Here's another variable that you did not include when it comes to Oklahoma City that makes them different than the Thunder.
The defense?
Well, obviously the defense, but I'm talking about from a team-building perspective. It makes them different than the Lakers. It makes them different than the Nuggets and some of those other teams that you brought up, even different than Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They had the 25th highest payroll this year in the NBA.
That is wild. And now, is it next year that it kicks in where SGA starts making? What is it, 2 years then?
Next year, they are slated to be right around middle of the pack in terms of payroll.
SGA coming up here shortly, because he won league MVP and some of the added kickers that go in, is going to make about $1 million a game. It's an insane amount of money. He's going to set the record for how much somebody has made in NBA history. Yeah. Like, it's all set there for him. That doesn't preclude them from doing and keeping this thing going.
Right.
But it is an interesting nugget. Like, when I first saw that, I'm like, $1 million a game? It's kind of eye-popping.
Right, but it's just him and Hartenstein that are taking up that money. Jalen Williams, not yet. Chet Holmgren, not yet. Lou Dort, not quite. When you're talking about all of these young players on team-friendly contracts, it's kind of like a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
You take advantage of that. That's your window. Before that quarterback gets too expensive and you start to make
in the second apron world that we live in, and all this, everything with the cap ramifications, their secret sauce is just that they have a lot of young guys and a lot of people on young rookie salaries or affordable salaries at that. And so then they can just keep this thing wide open. That's a good way to look at it.
It's very different than Boston. It's very different. The Lakers had to make cost-cutting moves.
Yeah.
Denver had to make cost-cutting moves because they had so many. The Cavs are in a situation where they're so top-heavy when it comes to their salaries. The four guys, the core four, are taking up so much of the salary cap space that you're trying to figure out, can we fit Ty Jerome? Can we fit Sam Merrill?
Isn't Ty Jerome going to cost Dan like $80 million or something insane?
When you're talking about luxury tax, if he gets a $14 million a year contract, can we fit Dean Wade? Can we afford Isaac Okoro on the contract that he's on? Those are the questions that these kinds of teams have to ask themselves. Boston, Cleveland, Phoenix, Denver, New York. Oklahoma City doesn't have to ask themselves that question.
I don't think I'm looking forward to Oklahoma City. If they're the dynasty, though, I can't say I'm looking forward to it.
Why? They play beautiful basketball.
I know it's not my favorite thing.
It's team basketball. It's we before me. It's rugged defense in an era where it's supposed to be all about offense.
Listen, I'm going to have to work through it. I'm going to have to work through it, but I can't figure out why. I can't place it, but there's something about, and maybe it's showcasing even in this Pacers series, there's something about like it being an all-time great defensive team and how they go about it that I'm just like, all right. And I'm not even the guy that calls SGA like a foul merchant or anything like
that. Free throw merchant.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys that is just like, it's just ripping them to rip them or anything. Like, I like SGA. I genuinely do like SGA, but maybe I got to blame the NBA. I don't know. Maybe it's what it is. They showcased LeBron for too many years on the Christmas Day games when they should have been putting SGA out there. There's something about this team that I haven't latched onto. And I know so many diehard NBA fans are like, this is the dream team. We've been waiting for this team, but I just can't do it yet, Chris.
Not to get nerdy, but next year, the potential reigning NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder will have less of a payroll than the headed to nowhere Toronto Raptors, than the Miami Heat, the Los Angeles Lakers, right around the New Orleans Pelicans, who's making those decisions in New Orleans? What's their future? What's their direction right now? Like, what a situation to be in for Oklahoma City. You know how Matt Ishbia in Phoenix said, hey, you know, majority of the teams in the NBA.
Is this Broke Ishbia?
No. This is Matt Ishbia of the Phoenix Suns.
Flush with cash Ishbia.
Yes.
Because there's worry right now that he's broke.
He's the one who said, despite the fact that nobody viewed it this way, a majority of the teams would trade situations with us,
mm-hmm.
would trade our roster for theirs. And that's with, like, Bradley Beal having a no-trade clause. You know how many teams would trade their situation for Oklahoma City's? And they're probably going to win the championship.
Every one of them, if you lay out the financials.
So if there's a dynasty that's going to happen, it's OKC. The other thing that they have shown is that it's not as... So it still is a stars league, and you still need stars to win. But the real separator might be 7, 8, 9 in your rotation. And mm-hmm. how playable 7, 8, 9 are when you get into a playoff environment. And how reliable 7, 8, 9 are. Think about the guys that have stepped up in a big way for OKC.
Yeah.
I mean, their depth has been a big part of this. It's Shea. It's J-Dub. It's Isaiah Hartenstein. But it's also Aaron Wiggins coming off the bench mm-hmm. and providing something. It's also Alex Caruso and the impact that he's made off the bench. And you just can't ignore that in today's NBA. Depth is a big, big deal in today's NBA in a way that it wasn't during the Big Three era.
No question. All right, we're going to switch to the Guardians. Stephen Vogt may be guessing, but it isn't his fault. I'll explain what I mean in 5 minutes right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.